CFM.
Get up with Bree and Gondi.
6:04 for a Tuesday morning. Thanks for hanging out with us. Another amazing morning on the coast. How good is it, Bree? You know,
it feels good.
It's another good day. We've got Bernard Fanning on the show this morning. Interesting to find out he doesn't like talking too much about Powderfinger. I didn't know that. Did you know that?
Yeah, well, they had a bit of a feud, kind of. And he always gets asked if they're going to get back together, and I think things aren't that great between him and the band.
He's a bit over, is he?
Yeah. Well, I don't think they'll ever get back together, to be honest.
There might also be beef between him and Justin Bieber.
Yes.
Throwing a bit of shade at the Biebs in our chat.
Wow, he's only about 6 or 7 years behind.
Yeah, I know.
Pop and pop world. That's weird.
Ian Gotti. Having a crack at his music.
Saying, Spanish Despacito song. A bit 7 years too late.
Do you think he appreciated just talking about Origin and Justin Bieber?
I don't think so. He wasn't all that keen on it, but, you know, that's what you get. We're the hit station.
We've got the chat for you after 7 o'clock this morning here at C. Tradie V Lady, $50 at the King Cumber Hotel. Also a chance to name a beer before 6:30 this morning with the King Cumber Hotel with the Craft Beer and Cider Festival happening this Sunday over the long weekend, which is going to be a big day.
Perfect day for it over the long weekend, isn't it?
I'm stinging that I'm not here because I'm going away for the long weekend. I'd love to be there on Sunday.
Oh, that's right. You're going to Byron.
I'm going to Byron Bay. With Byron from the Byron and Christie
Are
Show.
You? No, Byron Cook's going.
He won't be there, but I am going to Byron.
He might be there.
I saw he's in LA or something at the moment.
Is he?
He's in the state. Old producer Rach would know. She keeps in touch with all the old CFM shows.
Producer Rach loves Byron.
What's Byron doing?
Byron
and Christie.
He also hosts that show on Sunday nights here at CFM.
Oh, he does too.
The Hit AU. Yes.
His son lives in LA, and it was his son's birthday yesterday. He's not there at the moment, though.
His son is.
Oh, is that
cute.
Why he posted that video?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And Danny from Danny and Nath, what did she get up to last night?
Yeah, what's she been up to?
Don't know.
What about Seal?
Did you get along with her? Did you get along with... What about Seal from Paddy and Seal?
What's Seal doing?
CL, I never knew.
You didn't know CL.
Oh, so is it CL?
Don't. You knew it was CL. All right, let's stop naming old radio shows yet again on this show.
Our boss will be literally having a coronary.
He'll be
what's going on?
Just say Bree and Gondi one more time.
You can't say that. Next minute we'll say another radio station's name and it'll really get the shit.
Well, how was the rules around Easter? We couldn't mention what delivers the eggs around Easter, remember? Because of the cook and the... Think of the other radio show, the cook and the...
That's right.
So around Easter, we weren't allowed to say
guys,
the word.
You're not allowed to talk about the animal rabbit. You can't talk about that.
Get up with Bree and Gondi.
CFM.
There's a video doing the round online at the moment, girls, and doing it for the sisters.
The sisters.
Don't know how it started, but they've got a watermelon and they're crushing it between their legs. It's become a bit of a challenge.
Yes, the watermelon thigh crushing challenge.
Yeah, right around the world, putting it to the test. So I want to get you there, okay? And I don't believe we could do a watermelon today.
Okay. I don't think I'm there yet.
I don't think you go straight into the watermelon.
Us Thomas L's have been known for the thunder thighs.
Really?
Yeah, the saddlebag bum.
Oh, is that what you're known as?
Yeah, Mama Di blessed me with that.
Oh, thanks, Mama Di.
Like, I'm not joking. We're known for the thunder thighs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you are cut out.
Maybe.
We could have gone straight for the
watermelon.
Top.
Yeah. No, I feel good about a bit of training before I tackle the watermelon.
Okay. So let's go with a mandarin, first of all. So just start with the mandarin. So surely you can do this.
It's getting lost in my thighs.
Just do it.
Okay, you ready?
Yes. Crushed it. Talk me through it.
Nailed it.
Oh, crushed it.
Yeah, okay. Nailed that. That's ready for eating.
That's Rach's lunch today, so.
You're welcome, Rach.
Opened
that mandarin for you. Oh, there's a bit of juice.
Okay, a bit of juice.
Yeah, a bit of juice.
All right, now we build up to...
I'm
now, this
nervous
isn't,
about this one.
This isn't a watermelon. This is a, like a rock melon, dew melon kind of thing.
Okay.
Okay, so it's pretty...
Oh, it's hard as a rock.
That's why it's a rock melon.
Is this even...
So,
is this even ripe?
I'd say so,
There's so many innuendos happening in this segment.
All right, okay. So now give it all you've got, Bree. That's advice for you. So just give it a good, hard squeeze. Don't hold back, okay? Don't hold back. I'll stand back. Here we go. You've got this. You've got it.
Yeah! Come on! too hard.
You went too hard?
I think I went too hard.
Were you even close?
I think I busted the poo-poo valve.
did you feel any sort of pressure on it whatsoever?
Any movement?
Any kind of...
I felt like a little bit...
Okay. It's all right.
I think I'd bruised myself. Ow!
One more go. You've got this.
I need to go a different area because that area is now sore.
You've got it. I know you've got it.
Okay, all right. I want to do it for the people.
And three, two, one, squeeze.
Come on, you!
Good effort. Good effort. How did you go?
I'm not happy with it. That's as hot, okay. Literally. I know why they call it a rock melon.
Well,
oh my god, I'm exhausted.
It's all a part of the training process, Bree. So, you know, we've failed at rock melon today, and that's okay. That's okay.
Wouldn't be the first time I've got bruising.
We've done mandarin.
Yes.
You tell me as a coach, because I'm going to get you to the watermelon.
Listen to how much I'm buffing.
What would you like to squeeze between your legs next? You tell me, I'll get it for you as we build up to the watermelon so you can do what these ladies do.
I'm thinking maybe an orange.
Okay, so mandarin.
Yes.
Orange.
And then maybe, I don't know.
When are we doing the watermelon?
Maybe an eggplant.
Okay. Okay, these are the vegetables I will get between now and the watermelon, okay?
This is the weirdest thing that I think we've done.
Hey, the internet's a weird place.
Hey, and we're included in that weirdness.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM. Tick-tock, tick-tock, tick-tock. Time is waiting. You only get 1 second of the song. No hesitating. You only get 1 second. 1 second.
All right, if you're just catching this for the first time, we go head-to-head here, 20 seconds on the clock, 1 second of a song. You need to name the artist or the song.
That's it. That's all you need. How iconic is it that you can literally hear 1 second of a song and you can tell what song it is?
I wonder how people go playing in the car to this.
Yeah, I'd love to know how people go.
Put it to the people one day. Who are we playing for today, Rach?
Bree, you are playing for Tanika in Buff Point and
yes,
Gorney,
girl, let's do this thing.
Scotty in Gosford.
Scotty, a legend.
Come on, Tanika.
How are you?
Good, mate. I'm going to do this for you. I won last week. I don't know if I've said that yet.
Tanika.
Hey.
Movie, you got to win.
See, he's got to win. You want tickets to see the movie? Is that what you want?
Yeah.
I want movie tickets.
Yeah, Tanika wants movie tickets too.
Hey, Tanika.
Yes.
Get stuff.
You leave Tanika alone.
I'm just trying to...
I'm going to defend your honour
this morning.
Zone
everyone out here. All right, here we go.
As per usual, 20 seconds on the clock, 1 second of each song, and you guys can name... If it's multiple...
Are you out or am I out?
No, Gaundy's out. You went out last
perfect.
Week. As per usual, multiple artists. If they're a song with multiple artists, you can name any of the artists that are in there.
Well, there's a hint.
Any of the artists.
There's a hint from Judge
Maybe
Rach.
Not be a hint. You never know.
There's some collabs in there, is there, right?
All right, here we go. 20 seconds on the clock.
Okay, come on. Get in the zone. Get in the zone.
You ready?
Yes.
In 3, 2, 1.
Wish You Well.
Yep.
Train.
Yep.
50 Cent.
Yep.
Adele.
Yep. Look back and
watch me. Akon.
Yep.
Sugar Babes.
Nope.
Oh, pass. Pass.
Hey, Mom. If you can get it, I'll give it to you. You're currently on 5. If you can get it, I'll give it to you.
What is her name? Is it?
I'll play it for you again.
Oh, I know it's Walked on the Rebus.
Yeah. You can give me the title if you want to give me the title of the song.
Oh, no. Is it nothing to do with that? I walked under a bus.
Close. 3.
I got hit by a train.
2. No. Oh, no, not giving it to you. Sorry.
What was it?
Buses and trains, bachelor girl. All right.
I wasn't even close.
Bring him back in now.
Wasn't close.
You were close. You said one of the names. All right, here we go. Gorney's coming back in from his cone of sight. Oh, he's pumped. Look at his face. He's keen. He's
no, that's what he always looks like.
I'm actually nervous over a stupid radio game.
I get so nervous about this too.
Can I just say, soundproof walls and everything, and I didn't hear any of the songs, but I could hear Bree screaming through the double door.
Are you
so,
sure you didn't what hear I was any screaming?
No, I just heard loud.
Can I just say, I went horrible.
Okay.
She could be psyching you out.
Your head then.
I'll take
you
it
never
easy.
Know head.
Shut up.
All right, here we go. 20 seconds on that vlog.
Here we go.
Same deal. If it's a collab, any artist. Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Bernard Fanning.
Yep.
Train.
Yep.
50 Cent.
Yep.
Oh, pass. Look back and watch me. Akon.
Yep.
All Saints.
Nope.
Pass. Pass.
Hey, Mom.
All Saints.
Nah.
Oh, my God. I think I've done it.
It started so strong.
The worst part about this is it was a terrible game, but Bree has taken it out this morning.
How weird is it that you and I literally nearly played an identical game?
Really?
Which means that Tanika in Buff Point, you've scored yourself the tickets to see Transformers.
Yes, girl.
Woo.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
do we want to quickly run through the songs?
Yes, of course.
Okay, so all of you
Can
got
I
up-
say that one that you and I both missed, Atomic Kitten.
Atomic
That's
Kitten.
That's who it was.
It was.
I'm glad
you
I didn't get that one.
Yeah, true.
You all got up to Smack That by Akon, then you had Atomic Kitten.
Mm-hmm. What's that?
Complicated, Avril Lavigne. And the last one.
Hey, Mom.
Bachelor Girl, Buses
Bachelor
and
Girl.
Trains.
At least I kind of knew that one.
That was a tough one this morning, I got to say. Yeah. And how much did you beat me by then?
I think one.
You think one or you know
no,
one?
I know one. She beat you by one.
I love how Gordy's still disputing it.
She got Adele. Just, you missed out on Adele, yeah. Number four.
Deny until you die, guys.
just in case. Are we sure Brie won?
Hey, yes. Tickets to the movies, Transformers. You can join cinemas and enjoy free movies only at Event Cinemas in Tuggerah.
Feels good.
Get up with Brie and Gornsey.
CFM.
Now, was it this week or last? No, it was last week on the show. You revealed to us that you went to Origin, and we went our separate ways after Origin on Wednesday night.
Mm-hmm.
And you tell the story, Brie.
I'm so happy about this.
A knight in shining armour came to your rescue as you tried to climb your way out of there. What happened?
I was jumping over a pole.
Yeah.
I was bunny hopping a pole, thought I'd give it a crack, didn't make it. On the second attempt, a lovely young gent gave me a push on the bum, and I got over.
And
then we had a chat. I can't believe now he's on the phone. This is very awkward.
His name is Rowan and he joins us this morning. Morning, mate.
Good morning, Gorny. How you going? Good morning, Bree. Good to hear from you again.
Jeez, he's got some charisma.
Yes,
I like it.
Good morning, Rowan.
Rowan, I like
Haven't
it.
Haven't spoken since last Wednesday night.
Yeah, I tell you what, you'd be the only girl that instead of just accepting your friend request, you invite you on a radio show.
Yeah, I like to do things differently.
You're not the first and you won't be the last, Rowan. It's happened before, mate.
Oh, no, that's not true.
Rowan.
That's what I like to hear anyway.
Rowan, what we discussed on our show post that event was how you found Brie on social media so quick. When Brie, all Brie said that you had was her name and the fact that she was from Stanthorpe in country Queensland.
Yeah. Oh, that's not the full truth. But now I've got a good mate of mine. His name's Alec and he manages to find anyone you can find on Facebook, so I just put him in charge of it, and he delivered, you know.
Well done.
So he should start up a business.
Yeah, you've got someone working for you.
An app. Who's this girl?
An app. Who's this girl at?
That's not a bad idea. Guy Sebastian, the song, Who's That Girl, could be the theme song of the app. Yeah.
And so how did he go about it? He just dug a little deeper and found our friend here.
Yeah, well, it's not too hard. You type in Brie into YouTube, and then a whole heap of videos come up. It wasn't too hard, really.
Into YouTube,
no.
Rowan.
The whole story.
It doesn't take too much time.
All right, mate. Let's cut through the fat here and just get straight to the meat. Yeah. Why did you add my friend Brianna Tomasell here?
Oh, well, I was walking up the hill and she was spread out she looked like a clothesline on top of this post with the four limbs hanging out. I was like, oh, well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then I got a good grab and I was like, well, no, she's all right. And then we had a good time talking. We had a good time talking and...
Oh, wow.
I thought, oh, well, she's a beautiful girl with beautiful eyes and good time, good laugh, good smile. And I said, I'll find her again. And she did tell me that she lived in Brisbane. I didn't know she was a radio host of the Central Coast.
As all true love stories start, Rowan. Just a girl trying to climb a pole with her limbs hanging out. Now, Brie has said that she found you kind of good looking, all I've got out of Brie. You've even listened to the podcast, mate.
Oh, my God.
Of course. I'm not going to come in blind.
Come in blind. Jeez. Mate, I got to say, I like this Rowan guy.
He did have a lot of charisma.
He's got the Gaundy tick of approval, I'll tell you that much. Yeah.
No one's ever got the Gaundy tick.
I like Rowan.
Okay.
And I haven't seen a picture of him, so I'm basing it purely on personality alone.
Which we know you always do, Gordon.
So, yeah. I never judge a book by its cover,
never.
Rowan, what would you like to see come from this situation?
An accepted beer, right?
Oh, yeah, the accept.
I haven't.
And then we'll see where we go to from there.
Oh,
all he wants is a little accept, Bree.
Okay.
Yeah. What do you need for that to get over the line, Bree? Can you just accept the guy? He's done enough.
I feel like his banter has been good enough this morning that I can give him the accept.
Oh, yeah. Woo. I like that. I like that.
Oh, wow.
All right, we won't press it any further here, Rowan. We'll leave it as is because I think that's a little mini victory.
Yeah, you never know. We might run into each other at Origin 3. Never know.
Ooh, you never know.
Oh, God, he's just making plans now.
That's what you got to do. At least he's locking stuff in.
Far out.
He's not flipping about it. He's locking stuff in. So, all right, we're going to follow this blossoming love story.
All right, settle down.
As we have every other love story that Bree has brought to the table.
That's also and crashed and burnt.
Shut down within days.
Get up with Bree and Gornsey.
CFM. Display Power Group. Power up your business branding. And see how 2016 Bank of the Year, Greater Bank, helps customers realise their dreams at greater.com.au/hereshow.
Here's how.
Best of the Coast.
/ here's how is where you need to do that at that website if you want to check that out. Best of the Coast time, Bree. I'm getting my hair cut today.
Are you?
Yeah.
Where are you going?
A Lua hair.
Yeah, that's
in Terrigal. And I don't get a discount or anything. I pay top dollar, so...
Top dollar.
I take back that little shout-out until I get discounts. Not true. I do pay. I pay for a good cut. Could they win best hair? Are they in the top five?
Well,
Lua?
I'm about to give you the top five out of thousands of votes. Thousands, Gordon.
Thousands.
For best hairdresser on the coast for 2017. The top five.
There has been a lot of votes.
There has been.
Mm-hmm.
The votes are in. The top five this morning. First one. Exotic hair in Tookley.
Congrats.
They're in the top five. Illustrious Hair and Beauty Bar in Woi Woi.
Sure.
They're in the top. Studio N in Erina. Also in the top five. Mood Hair in Camwell. And Annika Mirror, which it doesn't say where that is.
Okay.
But they...
They know where they are.
All are in the top five this morning.
All right. The votes have been counted. Today's category is hairdresser, and it's time to announce the winner.
Best hairdresser.
2017.
As voted by CFM listeners.
Best hairdresser on the coast is Illustrious Hair and Beauty Bar.
Wow. Give it to me one more time. Illustrious Hair.
Illustrious Hair and Beauty Bar.
Hey,
morning,
Claire.
Hi,
it's Brian Gawndy here. I don't know if you know this or not, but you've just...
Have we won?
You've won.
You've just won.
Picked up best hairdresser on the coast. Congrats.
Oh, so exciting. Thank you so much.
You've absolutely killed it in the votes. We've counted them up and, yeah, they've named you best hairdresser on the coast. How does it feel?
Wow, so good. What's so surreal? Thank you.
Give yourself a pump up. So name of the hairdressers and where you're at.
we're in Woi Woi, opposite KFC car park. I'm so nervous.
And what's your Facebook?
Shop 2, 101 Black War Road.
Illustrious Hair and Beauty Bar.
My sister, just texted me because we announced the winner. She just texted me. Now, she lives in Erina Heights and she travels to come to you guys at Woi Woi. That's how good it is.
Oh, my gosh, that's amazing.
Oh, that's a good wrap, isn't
it? Good.
That's
Thank a great you wrap. So much, guys.
How much is a men's haircut, can I ask?
Oh, wow. 36.
Oh, bargain.
Good deal.
Massage?
Shampoo, yeah.
Shampoo, sure. Coffee?
Yeah, cappuccino.
Okay, KFC afterwards across the road. Can you?
Damn deal.
Get up with Bree and Gawndy.
CFM.
I tell you what, this won't be the case on Sunday.
It's no place for a dog round a pub with no beer.
I'll have plenty of beer.
Oh, Slim Dusty.
Plenty of cider.
All right,
and
mate.
Billy the blacksmith.
He's gone.
Is
don't
he?
Yeah. Slim Dusty.
I just looked at you like, is he gone?
he's gone.
Can we check that? Yeah, can we just check that?
He's definitely gone.
Okay.
The poor bloke. A few beers in his time, though. King Cumber Hotel, I tell you what, this Sunday it is the Craft Beer and Cider Festival, and we've been honoured with the chance to name a beer this weekend, and we want to put it to you on 13, 12, 16. So
it's the people's beer.
It is, and it's your chance to have a beer named after yourself, so why not go for it? We've got these $50 vouchers to give away, but Six Strings have come on board.
Block and Tackle.
Block and Tackle are on board, the whole deal. So let's...
They're putting this thing together.
Emma's in Killarney Vale with a great suggestion this morning. Morning, Em.
Morning, Em.
Morning, guys.
Hey, welcome to the show. We'd love to hear your beer suggestion. What do you got for us?
I thought the Hipster Hops.
The Hipster Hops?
The Hipster Hops. Okay, and how does that tie into the Central Coast, do you think?
Well, we've got a few hipsters here, if you haven't noticed already.
Hey.
It is becoming very hipster-heavy, the Central Coast.
Yeah. I see a lot of man buns around these days.
I see a lot of milk crates at cafes and people making you sit on those milk crates.
A lot of people eating out of... field mushrooms instead of a bread bun.
Organic everything. Mm.
Can I get a Huff avocado?
Hey, so this Sunday, if we name this beer the Hipster Hops, will you have a moment where you're kicking back, sipping your own beer that you've named? I mean, it'd be pretty special, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be amazing.
Surely you'd get free beer if you're naming the beer.
You'd think so, wouldn't you?
I think so.
Well, $50. I mean, hey, Em, let's just give Em right now $50 to spend there this weekend if you want to go along, yeah?
Hooking you up, Em.
Oh. That's amazing. Thanks, guys.
Well, thanks
no worries.
For the King Cumber Hotel. Dylan's got a name suggestion as well, Bree.
Morning, Dylan.
How you going?
Very well. What's your name suggestion for this beer?
Coasties Brewing Co.
Coasties Brewing Co.
I could see that on a T-shirt.
Yeah.
With maybe an anchor.
It sounds more like the people who make the beer than the name of the beer itself.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, I like how you're critiquing Dylan's name.
No, I demand a better one, Dylan. Have you got a better one than that?
Got anything else?
That's all I've got.
What about Audrey Hopburn?
Oh, I don't mind that one. Yeah,
or Optimus Prime.
Yeah. Or Dylan, what do you think of Optimus Prime? Eh, you're going to go with that?
Yeah, I can go with that. Yeah.
Yes, he's on board.
It does take away from your naming rights, though. So I don't know. Bree's done that yet again.
Optimus Prime, because it transforms you. Oh, guys, sign me up. That advertising course I took at TAFE.
Imagine if Optimus Prime came to save the world. You'd be like, oh, I'm in trouble here.
Oh, come on, guys. Let's just go down to the pub.
Look, where would you find a beer brewed by locals at Six Strings and Block and Tackle and named by Coasties at the Central Coast Craft Beer Festival this Sunday? We're going to give Dylan another $50 for naming
rights.
Nice
work, Dylan.
And we're going to have the name of the beer this week on the show, so keep listening and keep the suggestions coming through.
Hoppy ending?
We get it, mates. You've had your time.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzy.
CFM. You only have to look at world events in the last couple of weeks, Bree, to know that terrorism is something that isn't going anywhere.
It's just become a part of everyday life nearly, hasn't it?
Yeah, what we've seen in London, Manchester, reports of another incident in Melbourne overnight as well, with another man claiming to be a part of a terrorist organisation. And we know there's people that listen to this show that they can't hear this stuff. They go, I don't want to hear any more about it, and they switch. And that's not what this is about. This is about how do we tackle this in a 2017 world.
Yeah, exactly. How do you get your head around it and, you know, kind of deal with this kind of thing?
So we wanted to get Neil Fergus on our show. He's the CEO of Intelligent Risks, and he's had a 20-year career with the Australian government to tell us a bit more about it and to, you know, maybe give us a side of it. Yeah, that we don't particularly know, because a lot of people do live in fear. And Neil joins us on the show this morning. Morning, Neil.
Morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us, mate. Really really appreciate it. The events we've seen over the last 3 weeks, I mean, is this just something that's been around for years, or are we really starting to notice this stuff ramp up?
It's pretty disturbing. The fact is, though, that we've been seeing an increasing trend for these sorts of attacks, which happen, unfortunately, tragically, all the time in the Middle East.
Yeah.
Are moving, of course, into Western Europe, and with its Brussels, France, Berlin, and of course London and Manchester, it's becoming, as you said in the intro, a steady diet of carnage for people to have to absorb and try to process.
Neil, with the events that we've seen in Manchester recently, the horrific scenes there, what security measures do you think we'll see in coming years at big events like the Ariana Grande concert?
Well, as you'd be aware, there's 100% searching and screening, if you like, what we call Olympic-style security at that wonderful concert that was put on to remember the victims and to raise money for their families. We are potentially going to see that in a number of other venues, not necessarily all around Australia, because What we don't want is a knee-jerk reaction that locks everything down. We want the authorities to work on a risk-based approach. You know, there is no risk in Kununurra. There is no risk in Wyndham. But, you know, there might be a risk in Melbourne, given the events last night, that warrants police talking with event organisers to shift the threat setting. We're working at the moment with people involved in putting together the security operation for the Gold Coast Commonwealth Games next year. And it's not in anyone's interest to leap down a course of action based on what's happened yesterday. It needs to be a considered course of action based on national security threat advice from ASIO in Canberra and Queensland Police right. Service.
Neil, is there no... I know you just mentioned towards the end there the incident that happened yesterday in Melbourne, but is there no risk in these smaller places? Because, I mean, Brighton in Melbourne is just a suburb, and, I mean, who's to say that these people won't travel? Can we honestly just go about our days and think this won't happen here?
I think that people should take a degree of confidence out of the fact that the Australian Security and Police Agencies, ASIO, AFP and State Police, have thwarted a number of conspiracies in the last 10 years. Quite an impressive list. About a dozen different terrorist conspiracies have been stopped in their tracks before they've been put into effect. And this is a strength that we've got in this country. So I'm not saying that they could possibly know at every moment of every day who's been radicalised and who's got jihadist sentiments, but they've got a fairly good grip on it. And you've got to keep it in perspective. It is a relatively small number of people, even within, you know, we've got 498,000 Muslim people, Australian citizens amongst us. It is a tiny, infinitesimal amount of people amongst that group. So the reality is, if you look statistically, and I know we can't look at these things statistically because they're emotional issues, but if you look statistically, there's a greater risk of you being hit by a semi-trailer crossing the road on the weekend than there is of you being a victim of a terrorist event in this country.
So, Neil, what would you say, people listening right now, everyday people, what advice would you give them in terms of protecting themselves in the years to come?
I think it's absolutely critical, and it's not just some reckless bit of bravado. Everybody should keep calm and go about their business, support the police and the security agencies in their work. There's some causal issues that need to be addressed here. And Theresa May, the British PM, and I think our PM as well, has come out today and said, listen, internet providers have got to take some more responsibility.
I totally agree.
Some of the filth that's being put into the blogosphere. And it isn't just about jihadists and terrorism and extremism. It's sexism and misogyny and violence. You know, we've got to not have rampant censorship, but some responsible behaviour on the part of internet providers.
Would you say, Neil, that fear breeds on the internet and on places like Facebook?
Not even just online. When I watch TV and they plaster terror attack all over the TV and they put this fear on our screens, I mean, I never see that as a good thing. I always think this is just giving them what they want. Is that not true?
Yeah, well, and it does inure people to the fact that this thing is going on quite a lot when we've got, and you know, I've been part of this as a media commentator for a couple of the channels where there's rolling coverage because we've got a digital world now that's got, as you guys know, a voracious appetite for 24/7 news to fill the vacuum. And these things are doing it to a certain extent.
I think you've really said it, Neil, where these internet providers and websites really need to start taking responsibility.
They won't, though.
And really kind of... They need to look at it, though.
Yeah.
That needs to come into play, especially places like Facebook. They need to put some action into place.
Well, we're getting young people radicalised now. I mean, it's just extraordinary. And the Director General of ASIO has commented on Senate estimates last week. The age group that's being preyed upon, and they are, they're predators, we're operating in the shadows in Syria who are working, trolling, trying to find impressionable people. This shouldn't be. This surely can be stopped by the Facebooks, the Googles, the Yahoos, and the others. But they've been very reluctant to do it, despite some comments today, even by a couple of the big execs of those companies saying, you know, we work in partnership, we're doing this, we're doing that. Well, hey, guys, you're going to have to be a bit more nimble and a bit more effective.
Yeah, there's going to be a need to do it ASAP. Now, Neil, we could chat to you all day. Honestly, there is a lot of fascinating stuff and a lot of different angles to all this as there is, but we'd love to have you back on our show at another point.
Pleasure.
Neil Fergus joining us this morning, CEO of Intelligent Risk, giving us all the...
Really hit the nail on the head this morning.
Insight, you're right there.
Yeah, sorry, excuse me.
A little frog in there.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM. He's touring the country at the moment on the Brutal Dawn tour.
Brutal Dawn. What a legend Bernard Fanning is, and he joins us right now. Morning, Bernard.
Morning, guys. How are you going?
Good.
I'm fangirling hard right now, pretty much. Just putting it out there. Okay. Hey, I need to ask you straight away, Origin last week, I saw you popped up a video to pump up the Maroons, which is my team. What did you think of the game?
It was horrible. Well, the second half was horrible.
Wasn't it?
It was, we were completely outplayed, unfortunately.
Do you reckon we can get it over the line for game two? With JT coming back, how do you reckon they'll go for game two?
Oh, yeah, I still think that we'll win the series.
Ooh.
Oh, yes.
Interesting, mate.
Oh. Well, I think it'll be hard, but I think that... I just don't think that New South Wales really understand what it takes to win an Origin series anymore.
So. I love those Queenslander words. I'm in.
Spoken like a true Queenslander. Man. Unbelievable. You're performing at the third game at Suncorp, aren't you?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
That's right. So hopefully it'll be a decider.
Yeah, well, that'd be the ultimate for everyone. But do you get excited about, you played some massive shows over the years, but when you get to do some special events like that along the way, does it get you pretty excited?
Yeah. It should be good. I've never played at the Origin or any league stuff before. So the only thing I've ever done was the AFL Grand Final I did with Powderfinger, which was a lot of fun just because it's so massive, but this is kind of the equivalent in the rugby league world.
And if New South Wales have won the series by then, will you just go into that performance going, oh, this is a tough sell. I've got an audience here. We've lost it and I've got to perform at Suncorp. How's that going to be?
Just play a really slow blues.
Because that'll be the mood of every Queenslander in the stadium.
Just some sad song that 60-odd thousand people can just sing along to and shed a tear.
That's right.
I've got a bit of an idea for you. I think that because you're married to a Spanish beauty, I know that your wife is Spanish and she's stunning.
Mm-hmm.
And have you heard the latest single from Justin Bieber, the Spanish feeling Despacito?
If you haven't heard it, this is a piece of the song.
Despacito.
So this is.
Quiero respirar tu cuello despacito. Deja que te diga cosas al oído.
That's what's blowing up the charts at the moment, Bernard.
Can you tell us what the hell he's saying?
Is it really? He's put out a reggaeton.
Yeah, he's
he
gone.
Has.
Yeah,
he has.
Wow, he's only about 6 or 7 years behind.
Yeah, I know.
Pop and pop world. That's weird.
Hey, it's working for him. Unbelievable, mate.
Is it being translated? Does anyone know what Despacito means?
No, I was wondering if you could maybe translate it because your wife is Spanish.
It means a little bit slowly.
Ooh.
Oh, really? Okay, that makes sense. Because,
yeah.
Justin Bieber... He's a little bit slow.
Oh, bro, he's gone whack on the Biebs.
What, he's a little bit slow?
Yeah, just on the uptake.
Right.
Poor old Biebs.
Well, he's been a bit slow on the uptake with reggaeton.
That's what I mean, yeah, in terms of getting into the pop music.
Of course.
That's hilarious. Oh, my God.
You've got kids, right, Bernard?
Good on him for doing that, though. That is at least he is attempting to do something different.
Yeah.
He's obviously spent quite a bit of time learning how to pronounce words in Spanish. I don't know if he speaks Spanish or not.
There's actually a video of him taken in public where they get him to sing the song and he has absolutely no idea what he's singing and he's forgotten all the lyrics.
Yeah, right. God. Yep, that just about sums it up. Sums the music world up.
So Despacito's not getting a run on your iPod?
No, and luckily I don't think so. And luckily my kids aren't really old enough yet to kind of be in control of that. So sooner or later, my nightmare will come to fruition.
It's coming for you, mate. It's just a matter of time. So enjoy that
it's
when the day comes. Look, Brutal Dawn, Australia tour, dates on our website right now. If you want to see Bernard
Fanning. It is selling out so quickly, you need to get in.
Yeah, and I've seen you live before, mate, one of the best, so can highly recommend.
Thanks, guys. Really appreciate it.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
Let's just have a chat about our mate, Shannon Noll.
What about me? It isn't fair. I've had enough. Now I want my share. Can't you see? I want to live.
Oh, Nullsy. We've had him on this show, and we bumped into him last week in Brisbane too. He was at the radio station we were doing the show out of for Origin, and
you literally in the hallway.
Nullsy!
Hey, Nullsy!
Nullsy, it's us. It's Bree and Gaunzi. We chatted to you one time, remember? And he's a really nice guy, isn't he?
Great, super nice, guy. Super friendly. Him and I were dressed in the exact same thing.
Yeah, you had matching outfits on. You both had the
black
terrible
jeans.
Double denim going on. It was double denim.
Yeah, black jeans, which
was
it
black?
Denim.
Okay.
And then the denim jackets. We legit were in the exact same outfit.
And you thought, Nalsy, can I do a Snapchat video with you?
Yeah, really unique, my outfit. Oh. Shannon, I told you I was wearing this today. Oh, you should have called me.
I'll post that video onto our Instagram, Bree and Gaunzi, if you want to see me and Shannon Noll in the same outfit.
He was secretly dying on the inside.
I know. He's like, I can't believe I'm dressed the same as a 27-year-old girl.
He's like, oh, man.
He's like, oh, fail. I gotta throw this video. Jacket out when I get home.
Inside, he's like, get this chick away from me.
Nah, he was keen.
One chick he wasn't trying to get away from on the weekend after his Gold Coast show on Friday night. Now, there's a video doing the rounds at the moment, and Nolsey's married, he's got some kids and stuff, and he's a top bloke. So we're not saying Nolsey was up to no good, but there's a lady in the video, and he's given her a shooey.
He's encouraging her. He's pretty much facilitating the shooey.
Out of the sides. A shooey for Shanna.
Did he say a shooey for Shanno? So his own name, a shooey for Shanno.
I thought he said a shooey for Sharon.
Good listen.
Out of the sides. Oh, a shooey for Shanno.
No, he did. Shooey for Shanno.
A shooey for Shanno.
You know, you've had a couple of drinks when you're coming up with nicknames for yourself.
See, the thing is, his manager's come out and said he wasn't even drunk. He hadn't even had a beer on the night. That's what his manager's saying.
Not come one, on.
Even though he's got a drink in his hand. That's his first drink of the night. Yeah. That's it. Well, he's doing a shooey. I mean, that's the thing.
Yeah,
but,
true.
His manager's come out and said this is ridiculous. So
the claims are crazy. What? A man can't walk around with his shirt off doing a harmless shooey.
I love how it's all video evidence too, and like you could show the manager and he'd go, nah, I just don't see it.
I don't see how that says intoxication.
I see a shoe, I don't see a drink. I mean, but
they could
right
be they could be doing anything with that shoe.
But it's hard because, like, I really want to defend Nolsey because he's one of, you know, he's a top bloke to us whenever he's on our show. So I feel hard.
He can have a couple of drinks, do a shooey.
Yeah, I know he can, but he's coming out and defending his actions. So
which makes it look bad in the first place. If he just said, look, he was having a few drinks, he was having a good time.
He's having a good time on a Friday night on the Gold Coast. Shannon Noll.
I mean.
What? No, go for it.
I was just thinking, like, if there was, like, footage of him at, like, Showgirls on the Gold Coast, the manager would still be like, nah, that could be any establishment. That could be a cafe that he was getting a meal at. Who says Showgirls is a strip club?
I feel like he's one incident of just stuffing up royally, isn't he?
I know.
It's just that one thing away. Hey, Shannon Noll.
We'll take it. We love it.
Just before we go to Birthday Banger, should we just take us out? Have you got a Nollsy request? Anything you want me to sort of play? I know you asked for a bit of drive, didn't you? You love a bit of drive.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
Hey, I just wanted to let you know real quick. Do you remember a couple of weeks ago we talked about on our show around about this time laser hair removal and mainly for the Brazilian area?
Yeah.
And we talked about whether it was worth it or not. We had people call through. They gave their opinion.
I'd still love to hear some disaster stories on 13, 12,
well,
16.
I don't want to hear the disaster stories because...
Even more reason to get the disaster stories, really.
Great. Well, the lovely team at the Laser Lounge in Erina, Irene and the team, they're a great crew down there. They have come on board and said... that they will put themselves through giving me laser hair removal.
Really?
My first appointment's this afternoon.
Oh, cool.
And I am packing it.
Right.
I'm going to be bald from the eyebrows down.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Get it?
Yeah, I get you. I get you.
Like, there's not going to be nothing.
And do you need us to film it for online or anything? For
Let's go Facebook Live.
Okay, sure.
Because there's no risky stuff involved. But, yeah, no, I'm going to film some stuff and maybe get some audio.
Okay.
And I'll bring that to you on the show tomorrow.
Oh, can't wait, Brie. That's going
to
be awesome.
No, we like to keep it classy.
Yeah.
No, but people would be genuinely interested about whether or not this is for them.
Okay.
Well, I am. Well, I still don't know what to think.
Also this week, I'm going to go get one of those clean-out things. And what are those things?
Back.
Have you ever done that? No.
Oh,
have you ever done the
colonoscopy?
Yeah, have you done
is that? What it's called? No.
I've done that.
Have you?
Yeah.
Was it for you?
No.
Oh.
It was full on. Felt good afterwards.
Okay.
And I could see the benefits, but
could you see the benefits though?
Well, they reckon you need to go more than three times for it to really start to work. I question whether that's just to get you back, but after the first one, I was done. I was happy with that.
Poo and Brazilians. That's what you get on this show.
We'll catch you tomorrow, yeah?
Yeah, we'll see you tomorrow.
Get up with Brie and Gaunsey.
CFM.